From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit, a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her guest lineup of authors, healers, educators, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Each week, Sherrianna and her team of experts share remarkable insights about life, spirit, manifesting, and more.
Hey, Just Ask Spirit listeners, are you tired of trying to figure out this manifesting thing? If so, you have got to check out my new book. It's called Energy in Action. And inside, you're going to find 52 manifesting practices to help you ignite your ability to create a life of peace and freedom. And if you're looking for a way to practice these skills with others, you may want to join my weekly Ray of Light membership. This is where we meet virtually to keep our manifesting juices going. Find the book, Energy in Action, and membership at sherriannaboyle.com. Welcome to Just Ask Spirit. I'm Sherrianna Boyle. I'm your host. Welcome to the show. This is a show about mental health and spirituality. Today, you're going to be receiving the April 2024 astrology update with my friend Carmen Turner Schott, who is here, and I'll bring her on right after the break. This show is sponsored by the Just Ask Spirit Marketplace. You can find some of my books there, as well as Carmen Turner Schott's, as well as some Just Ask Spirit swag. Yes. Now, when you support the show, you get something in return. We have Just Ask Spirit candles, water bottles, and yes, coffee mugs, my friends. Coffee, or maybe you like to drink tea, that have our Just Ask Spirit on there, just reminding you to turn to spirit in your day. Thanks again for tuning into the show. Carmen Turner Schott is on right after the break. Hang in.
From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Just Ask Spirit is a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her lineup of best-selling authors, healers, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Don't miss Sherrianna's remarkable insights from the divine at the end of every show.
Calling all authors. Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to dreamvision7radio.com.
Sherrianna Boyle is all about empowering you. Her life has centered around mindful approaches to healing the mind and body. Her main belief, your emotions matter, processing them matters more. As a special and adjunct psychology professor, she is the author of 10 books that can help empower lives. From her new book on manifesting, Energy in Action, Emotional Detox, Emotional Detox Now, The Four Gifts of Anxiety, Mantras Made Easy, to the Conscious Parenting Guide to Childhood Anxiety. There is certainly a book there for you. Find yours at sherriannaboyle.com.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book, have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Imagine if you had a daily practice for processing your emotions that could help you get through past and present challenges. Well, now you do. My new book, Emotional Detox Now, 135 self-guided practices to renew your mind, heart, and spirit, is out in the world. It includes my signature cleanse system, a mindful practice to help you clear all those toxic reactions so you can begin to feel joy, peace, and ease again. Grab your copy today at SherriannaBoyle.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome, Carmen Turner Schott, to Just Ask Spirit.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome back. For those of you who are new to Just Ask Spirit, welcome to the show. Carmen Turner Schott, as I mentioned before the break, is our resident astrologer. She gives us our monthly updates. So just know she's here on here every single month. You can go to the Just Ask Spirit Marketplace, check out some of her books there, as well as CarmenTurnerSchott.com. And sometimes Carmen and I also are doing events together with the new moon, the full moon. We're kind of working on some stuff. We'll let you know about that. So make sure that you stay connected with us and stay in touch. You'll see at the marketplace, you can enroll for updates there. So here we are, Carmen, April 2024.
Yeah, this is a big time right now because the 1st of April, we're in Mercury retrograde. And Mercury is the planet of communication, and anything with travel, writing, talking, speaking, you know, there's a lot of confusion that happens during Mercury retrograde. You know, technology goes haywire, phones start having issues, people don't get emails that they important emails or missed calls, and sometimes you may not get paid. There's something technical issue with the bank or whatever. There's all these little things that happen. So the good thing is, if you plan things before Mercury went retrograde, it's a good time for things to get finished. So if you've been procrastinating, you know, you already started writing a book, you already started a project at work, or you've been kind of feeling like resisting doing something, when Mercury's retrograde, you usually get inspired to get done all these little odds and ends that have been lingering. So it's a good time. You'll get energized to finish old projects, get them done. But don't start anything new during this time. They always warn, you know, anything new. I mean, you can have ideas, but just don't start putting money into it and planning it too big, because things will change once Mercury goes direct. And what it means is, it's like if in the sky, it's like the planet spinning the opposite direction it should. So it's all about energy. So the energy is kind of blocked. And so it happens four times a year, and it lasts 4 to 6 weeks. So we really started getting affected the end of March. It was in a shadow period, is what we call it.
Around what time in March? What date? When were we?
March 25th, that whole week, we'll be feeling it. And then April 1st is the actual day it goes direct, and it'll last we're going to be feeling this till 1st of May. So when we're going to be. So after the first week of May, it'll be a little bit of a release. Don't take things personal. I find that, my gosh, when Mercury's retrograde, it's just things happen. Like I was supposed to get surgery in May, and I decided just to cancel the whole thing. Like, I'm not doing it. No, I'm going to just, you know, it's not necessary. It's nothing real serious, but it, you know, they were recommended, and I was kind of on this trail to do it, just kind of, and then I'm like, wait a minute, no, I'm not going to do that. And then I'm also, you know, buying a house, but we already bought, you know, made an offer, did all that when Mercury wasn't retrograde, but guess what? We closed on the house on 1 April.
Oh, you're kidding. Yeah.
So that's really good time, because it's finishing something that you've been in the process of doing and get it done. And also new jobs, like new opportunities, usually manifest that you've already been dealing with. Like if you applied for a job, could be, you know, 3-4 months ago, all of a sudden during Mercury retrograde, you might get an email. Hey, we want to interview you. Or, you know, these things just kind of show up that you were waiting on. And it's kind of cool. Yeah.
Interesting, because I think sometimes when people don't hear back or something doesn't come to fruition, or perhaps they inquired about a job or thought about a change in a situation, and then sometimes the energy falls flat and they think, okay, that didn't work out. But what I hear you saying is it could still be in the works.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've had that almost every job I've ever got offered. I got offered it during Mercury retrograde. Like I had applied, you know, maybe even 6 months, a year before, you know, all of a sudden, boom, you know, and also like my, you know, opportunities, just different opportunities. I'm like, I laugh because it's like, yeah, wow. You know, that's when things come to fruition that have been, you've been working on, planting seeds on, putting communication into, right? Submitting, you know, your papers, your resume, whatever it is. And writing, like I find like this past month or two, I've been blocked. Like I just can't write this book I'm working on. I'm just like, have no desire. Like I'm blocked or burned out, I guess. And then when Mercury goes retrograde, I start feeling motivated. Like this is how it is. And I always get the books done during Mercury retrograde and edited and get them all clean, you know, but it's funny how the energy affects you. It'll affect everyone in a similar way, but depending if you have a lot of Virgo or Gemini in your birth chart, you'll really be influenced by the planet Mercury retrograde because Mercury rules those signs. So that's the ruling energy, is the energy of communication and spreading knowledge and, you know, anything that's writing, speaking, you know, computers, technology is Mercury. And so we have to be real careful because, you know, people can take things personal. And in relationships, it's like there's a lot of communication issues during Mercury retrograde. You're like, that's not what I said, or I didn't mean it that way. You know, and people are like, well, that's what I heard. You know, people get kind of defensive in relationships during Mercury retrograde. You know, they keep hearing all these comments and they don't really hear it right, or the person's like, no, wait, I didn't mean to say it like that. And so same with email. I always tell people, be careful what you put in writing. And be careful what you speak during Mercury retrograde, because you may regret it, you know. And so if you're upset about something, just wait, take a break, you know, be very careful with your words. If you do have to draft emails or do things, make sure you reread it, step away, edit it again, make sure it's really what, and make sure you're really clear. And I do that at work when Mercury's retrograde, to make sure that I'm, you know, and every time though people email, they're like, well, I'm confused. I thought it was this or that, you know. So people still get mixed up during Mercury retrograde anyway, but it's a big deal.
And that confusion definitely transfers over into other things. And I think what's interesting to me is very often we're not able to know that we're blocked until we're unblocked, right? I mean, when we're in it, you don't realize that the energy is blocked and you're not getting the full picture and you're not perhaps seeing all the pieces there. And then all of a sudden it unblocks, you go, oh my gosh, like, how did I not see that? How did I write that piece of work or develop that content or have that dialogue? And I missed it, but I think that's some of what can happen with blocked energy. It makes sense to me when you say you're better off kind of focusing on finishing what you started.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
that makes
a good
perfect
time
sense. Yeah. You know, it's interesting to me, Carmen. I never heard you say that Mercury retrograde happens four times a year.
Yes. Four times a year. Yeah. It's a lot. It affects us quite a bit. I mean, it's a big deal. There's books out there on it too. It's a pretty big deal. And all the several planets go retrograde. And, you know, we talked about that on the show a few times. And those retrogrades really are intense because it's like all this energy, it's turned inward. So mentally, our mind is going to be influenced by Mercury retrograde, how we think, how we process information, how we get the words to talk. So it could be slowed down. Like if you're normally a quick-witted person that's fast thinker, likes to get things done and efficient and, you know, all that, you're not going to have that same energy during Mercury retrograde. It's going to slow you down a little bit. And people, that's why they don't like Mercury retrograde, because they don't feel themselves. They don't feel they have the energy like they normally do. And that's why I don't like it, because Mercury is my ruler and I got a ton of Virgo. And so I hate it when I just feel like
you don't like to be slowed down. Do you think this is kind of in your favor, though, Carmen, with, I mean, I know you're in the middle of buying a house, so it's can feel like there's a lot to accomplish. But do you think in some ways, I don't know, for someone, for being an astrologer and knowing what's up ahead, do you feel like canceling your surgery is you intuitively knowing energetically that's just not a good time to not just do a surgery, but I don't know. I'm just wondering how you navigate your life knowing what's up ahead with these retrogrades.
Yeah. I definitely, you know, definitely my husband was worried. He said, I can't believe we're closing on the house on April Fool's Day. Like, that's not good, is it? I said, I'm not worried about April Fool's Day. I said, it's actually good because Mercury goes retrograde that day. And that's a good day to finally sign a contract, because we've already been in the process of buying this house for months, right? So it's a good time to get it, to finish things. So it's good. It'll be done. We close that day. Then we get the keys to the new house. It's good. But if we were just starting to make an offer on the, you don't want to make an offer on a home on the first or of April when Mercury's retrograde. I had that happen a couple of retrogrades ago. I think even on the show I talked about, we had made offer on a house and the lady decided during, it was all during Mercury retrograde. All of a sudden when Mercury went direct, she didn't want to sell her house no more. She wanted to have the contract. And we're like, what? And we were all right, ready to move in. And so we just walked away. And then, so things happen, and other people change their minds, you know, cause your whole mind is affected, how you think, what you think you want, you know, during Mercury retrograde. So I always tell people it's a good time to withdraw and be more introverted, and you're going to feel more introverted. If you're normally a talker like me, like I love to talk, and I have people call me all day, you know, for work. I'm on the phone all day long for my job. And I'm on email all day long. Boom, 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 back and forth, Teams, you know, all this Zoom. But people literally on the phone with me for hours, and I'll be back to back on the phone. And I love it, you know, because I love to, you know, connect with people, talk. You know, that's Mercury. As soon as it's retrograde, I don't want to answer my phone. Like, I don't want to talk. And I see that in myself. I'm like, okay, I just need to accept this is how I'm feeling, and it's okay. I need some alone time, maybe just be with myself, and they'll call and I'll just let it go to voicemail. And then I might text like, hey, you know, I'm not feeling so hot, you know, so, and then I'm more quiet, and people notice, like, we'll have like a work call and someone will call me after. Are you doing okay? I'm just checking on you. You're really quiet, you know, cause I'm usually vocal. I'm like, yeah, I'm just kind of, you know, kind of quiet, you know, I'm all right, you know, but I always know how the retrograde, it really affects me in a big way.
So a lot of us might find ourselves being a little bit going inward more than wanting to connect, and it lasts about a month. Yeah. That's the first time I ever heard you say that, four times a year. But thanks to you, when I was planning for my next book launch, I thought of you. And actually, you know, this is kind of getting popular, this Mercury retrograde thing. Yeah. Because even the publisher, we were trying to decide on the publication of the next book. And I said to her, okay, but we need to make sure that's not Mercury retrograde. So we did. we both checked on those.
Oh, yeah. It's nice. It's good to do that. When you know astrology, that's one of the things you can do with astrology is we can look at a transit chart for each person. And I can look and see what's going on in every area of your life, like what transits, what planets are affecting your birth chart. And I just had this happen last week to me, and I had another astrologer. I said, hey, can you check my chart out? I mean, I kind of know what's going on, but what do you see? Because last week, all of a sudden, I felt awful, like energy wise. I was like, I just had no energy. I was exhausted. And it was right after the time change. So I thought, well, maybe it's because, you know, we lost the hour of sleep or whatever. But no, it's like, I had no motivation for anything. That is not me. Like, I'm a high energy person. And what it was the planet Saturn is in my house of health. And it was opposing my son, my main identity, and it was affecting my energy level, you know, and it kind of moved off of there. It moved a little bit now, so I'm feeling better this week. But last week was really heavy energy for me. So things like that, an astrologer can help people see, hey, you're okay. You got Pluto or Saturn or whatever affecting your home house, your career, your emotions, your thoughts, you know, your health, you know. So I can really see that when I do consults with people. So it's all energy. And once you kind of recognize it, makes you feel better, really, like, oh my gosh, you know, this is why I'm feeling this way. This is energy. And I just need to be strong. It's going to pass. I tell people, just hang in there. It's not going to be there forever. Your chart will change. The transits will move. And that's the thing. It won't last forever. Some things last a little longer than others, but at least we know, you know, like when Pluto goes through a house in your transit chart, it's there about 20 years.
So how do you handle that, Carmen? I mean, when you have to tell someone, it's only 20 years.
It's their karma. It's their karma, though. See, because those big transits are meant to be. See, some people will never live through a Pluto in the fourth house transit. They won't ever have it. I did. So I know what it's like. You know, there's a lot of moving.
What do you explain the karma thing? Because that some people wanting, you know, that's something we haven't talked about much on the show here with you, at least. What do you mean? So when you say that's there and it's their karma, 20 years of karma?
Yeah. When you're born, based on your birth chart is how we know what transits and life issues we want to go through. So let me give you an example. Like somebody that chose to be born with Pluto in the fourth house of their home and family. Typically that person, their entire childhood is very cataclysmic, could be trauma in the home, could be divorce of the parents, could be loss of a parent or loved one. Could be, you know, very intense things in the home. Okay. There's usually a loss of a loved one, though, when that happens, and moving, a lot of upheaval. You know, your home's supposed to be secure, comfortable, stable. When Pluto's there, it's the planet of nuclear power and complete transformation, death, and rebirth. So throughout their whole life, they're going to have a hard time in the home life area, you know. So I tell them, you know, they could, you know, be careful who you have a home with, you know, who you marry, who you share a home with, because there could be power control issues. You know, that's Pluto. Sometimes they felt a mother or a father was controlling. You know, it can manifest in different ways. So there's some issues they have to learn and heal in their life based on their birth chart placements, you know. But then the transits.
Can you influence that karma? Can you work through that? And can you speed up that process?
Oh, yeah. Carbon? Yeah, that's what I always recommend to people. Energy healing, you know, getting, you know, Reiki, hypnosis, therapy, talking to a counselor, diet, exercise. I mean, all these things are tips and tools that I can give somebody. Because, you know, when the houses that are the planets, when they transit, the hardest ones are like Pluto, Uranus, Neptune, Saturn. I look at those when I do transit charts for people, because those are really long transits that really affect our lives in a deep way. And those, you know, some people, you know, go through, you know, Pluto goes through their marriage house. Uranus went through my marriage house already. Now it went through my eighth house. And that's when I had all these things happen in my life. But you know what? They got me to where I am today. So it's like all of these transits they're learning, and we got to learn certain lessons. And once we do, when they shift out, we look back and we're like, that's why I had to go through those things, because I'm meant to do this now. And this, I would have never done this if I wouldn't have experienced those situations. Yeah. And, so I said, it's destiny. You can't escape your chart. It's your map of your soul. It's what your soul chose to come here to Earth to learn. It's really cool. Like, we don't remember, like, they're like, why would we choose this, right? But when we're in soul form, we don't see it that way. We want to come back and we want to learn. And right. When we're in a body, our conscious mind is trapped and think, oh, I would, why did I do this? My lot, you know,
but no, why is this happening to me? Or why do I have to go through this? And we get into that sort of victim mentality and we forget, well, I actually chose this experience and I wanted to have this experience. It's almost like working against yourself. I always find that lessons will come back. And that's how you'll know. I recently had a lesson come back to me. I was in that lesson for a couple of days. It was a choice I had made a few years prior that didn't work out the way the outcome didn't come out the way I thought it would. Sure enough, the damn universe circles it back again, only in a better version, right?
With
a whole new, I didn't even tell you about this. You and I haven't talked because I was away. Yeah. But anyway. And so I get sort of interested again. And then I'm realizing, wait a minute there, sweetheart, talking to myself, this is the same exact situation, but it looks a little bit better. So here you are again. What are you going to do? And thank goodness I said to myself, no, I'm not going down this road again. I'm going to gracefully, respectfully bow out.
Yeah.
And I bowed out of this situation and I said, I don't care. And again, it's always money, you know, people wagging money. You're going to, you know, this and that. And I said, nope, you can tell me how much money I'm going to make. I'm not doing it. I'm not repeating that pattern. It's not worth it. It's not worth it, folks. You know, you get sucked in. Oh, but you're going to have this and it's going to be great. And you're going to make money. It's going to be so easy. Yeah. No. I almost got sucked in and I saw it. But the good news is I know for sure that I'm learning my lessons.
Yeah, that's what it's about. Like relationships. When I was young, I had the same pattern what kept coming back. Well, the same person kept coming back into my life. It took me three times to finally learn the lesson. This person continually would hurt me, you know, and it wasn't meant to be, but in my mind, I thought, oh, there might, you know, it's meant to be, you know, I was like, no, it people, there's a reason I was meant to learn something. And so I finally learned it, you know, and now it's like, I look back like, man, I was naive and why did I do that? But I'm glad it happened because if I wouldn't have went through those things, I wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't be stronger. And these things do make us stronger. I mean, when you're in it though, it hurts and it can be hard, but I tell people don't give up because it's energy. It's going to shift. It may take a couple years, but there's things you can do to ease it, to make it a little better. We got to ride these energies out that are affecting us in our lives because it's our chart. It's our chart.
And we have to listen to our guts and you have to listen to those little moments where you feel like, I don't know, is that there's a little red flag there, or there's something that rubbed me the wrong way. And sometimes it's so subtle. And that was one of the signs. And I thought, oh, you're going to do it again. You're going to ignore those signs. And you're going to sweep them under the rug. And I thought, no, I really want to learn these lessons, universe. Yeah. Anything else? We do need to take a quick break, Carmen. But when we come back from the break, we would like to talk. Is there anything else we need to know aside from Mercury retrograde?
Yeah.
We're in it for a month. So we're going to complete the astrology update for April 2024. If you're just joining us on the radio, speaking to Carmen Turner-Schott, author of over 10 books on astrology. So if you're interested in astrology, I would really start with Carmen. She makes it practical, easy to understand. I love her books. I've got moon signs, sun signs. So anyway, go to Just Ask Spirit Market. Please check out the goods there, and we'll be right back after the break.
From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Just Ask Spirit is a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her lineup of best-selling authors, healers, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Don't miss Sherrianna's remarkable insights from the divine at the end of every show.
Sherianna Boyle is all about empowering you. Her life has centered around mindful approaches to healing the mind and body. Her main belief, your emotions matter, processing them matters more. As a special and adjunct psychology professor, she is the author of 10 books that can help empower lives. From her new book on manifesting, Energy in Action, Emotional Detox, Emotional Detox Now, The 4 Gifts of Anxiety, Mantras Made Easy, to the Conscious Parenting Guide to Childhood Anxiety, there is certainly a book there for you. Find yours at SherriannaBoyle.com.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Imagine if you had a daily practice for processing your emotions that could help you get through past and present challenges. Well, now you do. My new book, Emotional Detox Now, 135 self-guided practices to renew your mind, heart, and spirit, is out in the world. It includes my signature cleanse system, a mindful practice to help you clear all those toxic reactions so you can begin to feel joy, peace, and ease again. Grab your copy today at SherriannaBoyle.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Just Ask Spirit. We're learning about what's going on with astrology. Carmen Turner Shaw is in the house. Where are we at, Carmen?
Yes. So the next thing, the next big thing that's going on this month, is we have the planet Venus moves into Aries. I'm not going to go into big time on that, but what that means is we're going to be feeling a little bit more assertive and passionate and confident in our relationships. Venus has been in Pisces, so people have been very mystical and kind of spiritual, maybe even feeling a little bit like little idealistic, not seeing things clearly in relationships and love, maybe getting their feelings hurt, getting heartbroken. Maybe breakups and things like that were going on, because Venus in Pisces is very much a romantic, idealistic with love, especially. So when it's in Aries, you're going to be more of like a fighter, a warrior, like, I don't need other people. I'm independent. I don't need a partner, so you're going to feel a little different energy. If you are in a relationship, you're going to be more outspoken. And you're going to be more like, what about me? What are my needs? What are my wants? And you're going to have fun and adventure. So that's kind of the energy shift on April 5th. And then the big thing on April 8th, guys, is an amazing opportunity. It's a new moon in Aries, and it's a total solar eclipse. So you can go online, and there's certain states. My state, Illinois, is actually one of them that we'll be able to see. It'll go dark for, I think it's 2 minutes and 30 seconds when the sun crosses the moon. And so it's going to be really cool. So you can get special glasses, and just know, animals might act a little weird during this eclipse, and it won't last long, but it's going to be very a powerful energy that affects us. So it's a new moon, which is all about setting intentions for, what you want to manifest, what you want to get in life and things like that. And your goals, what are things you want? So Aries makes you passionate, and it gives you confidence. Like if you've been feeling like, I just don't know how I'm ever going to get to where I want to be, Aries is like, I can do whatever I want. I'm a warrior. They're a little bit overly confident. They're impulsive, all of these different things. So this is a good time to tap into that new moon energy and that solar eclipse energy on April 8th. And I would definitely set your intentions, visualize, meditate, you know, light some candles, some sage, whatever, and write down what you want in life, your goals. It's a really good time to do that. And
just some people,
They're gonna feel intense. Yeah. April 8th.
Yes. And those of you who have been attending Carmen and I's new moon circles, we are going to resume those circles, but we're taking a slight pause because she's writing a book. I'm finishing a book. She's moving. So you and I, you know, and that's what I love about working with you. And is that, you know, you don't just talk about this stuff, Carmen, you live it. I don't just talk about this stuff. I really do try to live the way I speak. And we both kind of were like, okay, we're going to resume new moon after Carmen moves. We get our books in. We both have book deadlines. And then we'll make it a really special event that you all can come. But just know those events will always be in the Just Ask Spirit Marketplace. The best thing you can do is get up on one of our lists. And we both have free gifts there. So if you go to my website, sherriannaboyle.com, grab the free gift. Carmen has a free gift on hers, carmenturnershot.com. That's the best thing you can do to just get those updates from us. We are going to do the new moon, but we're looking to be balanced right now. Both of us, we had to make that decision. It's not easy, especially when you love your work, right, Carmen? Yeah. You love what you do. And it's like, oh, I can do it. I love it. It's so great. But sometimes you do have to say, okay, let's press pause. So we're on April 8th. So you're going to the eclipse. And then what's going on?
And then on April 19, the sun leaves Aries and the sun goes into Taurus.
Okay.
So it's a pretty big deal. You know, we've been into this Aries energy end of March to end of April. The sun has been in Aries. And so now it's going to shift into Taurus. And so we're going to feel more grounded, more stable, more, maybe a little more lazy than we have felt, because we're going to be wanting, you know, Taurus is like to rest and relax, and they like comfort. They like to eat. They like nice things. They like, you know, they don't want to be rushed. Aries is rush, 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 go, take action. Yeah. Taurus likes to think things through and wait. They're patient. They don't want to make a decision quick. They wait and they do it slow. And they don't like to be told that they're not going fast enough either, though, because they can be strong-willed and stubborn. So don't be telling them, hey, hurry up, this is due tomorrow. They know. They'll get it in on time, but you just can't rush them. You can't rush a Taurus. So we're all going to be feeling that Taurus.
A Taurus. That's why I'm laughing.
Yes. So you're going to be feeling that and everything in April here. And, you know, Taurus is the money sign. So money, security, finances could be heavy on your mind in April. I know at end of April 19th on, because especially, you know, I know that's on my mind, buying a new house, you know, balancing, trying to sell my house I'm in, you know, all these things are, you know, the houses, the Taurus rules the money house, the second house. And Scorpio is its opposite, which rules the eighth house. So the second, eighth houses are known to be the financial houses. So the second house, Taurus, is how you make your own money, like your work, your money that you earn. And then the eighth house is like your partner's money. It's the money you get from other people's resources. So it's kind of the similar, those polar houses, polar signs always have similar traits, right? And then the other big thing is there's a full moon in Scorpio. It's going to be intense on April 23rd. And that's a big one. So when there's a Scorpio moon, it's a water moon, and it's a really good, it heightens your intuition. Let me tell you this. Scorpio is good at seeing secrets and be very perceptive and kind of diving in deep to get to the bottom of things. So that's what we're going to be, really deep and feel very protective of ourselves and a little bit secretive and intense. It's going to be very intense emotions during this full moon in Scorpio. And if you have the moon in Scorpio, like I know you do in your birth chart,
I do.
Might feel, yeah, you're a moon in Scorpio.
You always remind me. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. You're a person. Scorpio, I think you'll feel, you're sometimes when the full moon is in your sign, it can affect people in two ways. Either you'll feel really at home with that full moon energy, or it might be a little challenging. It might kind of bring up a lot of emotions, you know, because Scorpios normally expose secrets, you know, so these emotions are going to come up, these intense things. Sometimes there could be, you know, healing. A lot of healing with the Scorpio full moon is big. So this is a good time to heal things that maybe and let go of the past. It's all Scorpio is all about releasing and rebirth and transformation, which is about letting go and forgiving and cutting ties with things that aren't helping you anymore emotionally. So that's kind of the energy that we all tap into for the full moon this month.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So forgiveness.
Yeah. My mother.
Letting
my
go. Mother,
yeah.
That's what you mean by intense. It's really, it's time to let it go.
Yeah. It's emotional.
It's time. It's emotional. Truly forgive and let go. And that could be yourself too.
Yeah. And if you had an issue with someone and you didn't really realize it during a Scorpio full moon, it could come up. Like if there's trust issues, for instance, that's big with Scorpio, is they have to trust people. And it's hard for them to trust people because they've been hurt, you know, or if someone lets them down, they don't forget it easily. So they have to learn to heal that they have to learn to open up and be vulnerable and trust people. So we might be more guarded of our own heart and emotions during this time too, because we may have things we need to talk out with someone, you know, and confront. Maybe in a way, in a good right. way to work through, you know, work through those uncomfortable emotions of like, hey, I feel like I can't trust you because of what happened, and then talk it through and then let it go, you know, because it's going to pass. The moon's only in each sign 2 to 3 days. So it's that full moon's only going to last, you know, about
It's only going to be a few days.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be on out of it. And then Mercury goes direct the very end of April, but it, like I said, it'll still be in its shadow till the first week of May.
Okay.
So just still be a little careful till it's out of its out after the first week of May, you're in the clear, I would say, to start new things. Now, right before it goes direct, sometimes things happen. You'll see that's when you get a call or a job offer or something happens. People from your past also come back into play. Old situations, old decisions, old friends can contact you out of the blue. You haven't heard from in years. You know, people, they reach out and want to communicate because it's old energy, right? It's like they bring it back, but it doesn't mean you're supposed to, you know, get back together. You know, like if an old boyfriend, if you're single, somebody tries to get with you, just be cautious because Mercury's retrograde, guys. And it could all shift and change, and you may change. Like, why was I even talking to this person? Right. And yeah. So just be aware, you know,
Mercury, or maybe you just start thinking about them. You know, I think sometimes we think about people, but it very often it's because they're thinking about us. So we pick up on each other energetically. So you might think, I mean, who it's like the chicken or the egg, which came first, you know, who's thinking about who kind of thing, but we do, we can sort of telepathically, why am I thinking about my ex or why am I remembering a time that we did this? Is that what you mean about this energy, old energy coming up?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting. And
sounds like an interesting month.
It is. And then, you know, Mars enters Aries on April 30. That's the last big thing. And, you know, Mars and Aries is in its ruler. So that's a good thing, because I think at the end of April, we're going to have a lot of energy. We'll feel energized and we'll be feeling like getting stuff done and doing things, you know, taking some risk, exercise. We're going to want to be more active. Okay, at the end of April.
Do you find, and I don't know, this just came up in my mind, do you find that these cycles influence you on a physiological level or a biological level, meaning your hunger? Do you get hungry during, you know, it's kind of like cycles. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say about that?
Definitely, because ever since the sun's been in Aries, my appetite's been affected. I noticed.
How so?
I haven't been hungry. Like I'm usually, it's interesting you bring that because I love to eat and I look forward to food and dinner and, you know, and my glass of wine or whatever. But I'm like, nothing sounds good. Like the past 3 weeks, you know, nothing has sounded good. And then when the sun is in Taurus, it's like, I'm back like loving food again. Like it's just, you know, you can go through these cycles, you know, where it does affect you.
The cravings, the cravings, what kind of foods you desire or that is interesting.
That's the moon. The moon will every 2 to 3 days, it's good to see where the moon is because the moon is your emotional fulfillment and it rules the fourth house, which is home and family, but it also rules what brings comfort. And for a lot of people, food brings comfort. You know, mm-hmm. I know for me, food is my thing, that it can be a vice sometimes. Cause I gain extra weight because Tauruses are known to love to eat. And so we have to exercise, you know, because we love food, you know, that's like a Taurus.
And so what do you have Taurus in your chart? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I have a Taurus South node. So in my soul, okay. I'm in a Taurus and I'm meant to be a Scorpio. See, I'm meant to change some of that and become more of a Scorpio. So more restrictive of, you know, like my diet and things like that, where Taurus is like, if they want it, they eat it. Yay. You know, give me the, you know, they don't think about the consequences of eating whatever they want, which is because I always was an athlete. So I could eat whatever I wanted because I was always playing basketball. But then when I quit playing sports and I wasn't active, that's when Tauruses can put on extra weight because, you know, they love food. They love comfort. And then that's my thing. I know that's my biggest thing. And so some people, they don't really care about food. You know, it'll really be based on your chart. But the moon sign affects your appetite for sure. And it affects your emotions and how you feel and how you want to express yourself. It does. It affects your mood, your mood. Like if I'm in a good mood, that's when I want to have a glass of wine and maybe go out to dinner when I'm feeling good. When I'm not really feeling real good, I might just not really know what, nothing sounds good to eat. Nothing looks good when I try it on to wear something, you know, like I'll be church. Then I'll, you know, a shirt I like, I'm like, oh no, you know how you have those days. Like,
and do you find it affects hormones?
I think so. I mean, you can see that in the birth chart, like certain signs that rule the reproductive system. So like Scorpio rules the ovaries, the all of that, birth, the reproductive system, the uterus, all of that. So you want to see where Scorpio in your chart. When there's a Scorpio moon, it could affect your cycle. Some women tell me they have a really hard cycle if they start their period during a Scorpio moon, because it does make a little bit harder of a cycle, and because it rules that area of the body. So, and it's known for that. And then like Cancer rules the breast, right? So a lot of women that might have a lot of Cancer energy on their health house or in their chart, they might have issues with fibroids, you know, different things like that. Mammograms might come back with a little bit of a scare and then they're okay. But, you know, everyone, you can see health in the chart for sure. You can see health vulnerabilities because every sign has its vulnerabilities. And that's where we tend to have issues. Like, and we look at the sixth house of health too. We want to see, do you have planets in the sixth house? What sign is on the cusp of the sixth house? If you don't have planets there, what planets are transiting the health house? Because the sixth house is actually illness. The sixth house shows illnesses. The first house is more about the physical body, like how you look, how you physically look, how you can overcome things. The sixth house shows, you know, health stuff. So like I have Saturn there right now. So you feel restricted and it's like the teacher, you know, it's this heavy energy. And so Saturn there, you know, I don't like it. I don't like Saturn anyway, but it's messing with my routine. You feel like you take on too much. And you got it. You're like, it's like burdens. Like you feel like you have too many responsibilities at once and you don't even know, you can't get rid of them. You have to figure out how to work through it. Cause it's the house of, routine too, and coworkers and work and health, you know? So seeing what transits are going on is really important, because you can see, oh, that's what's going on, or this is squaring my sun, this is you know, conjunct my moon right now, you know, and all these different things. So
interesting.
Yeah.
When did we decide our next new moon is, Carmen, our next new moon circle? Because you said something big's coming. Just to put that out there, and I'll make sure that's in the Just Ask Spirit Marketplace for sign up. Are we, did we say June?
I think we said June. Yeah, I think we said June, because we were going to do it.
You kind of said there was a big thing. Just want to plant that seed for everyone. Yeah. So I will make sure that's in the Just Ask Spirit Marketplace right now for you. I will get it up there right after this episode ends, so that if you want to sign up for June 2023, that's going to be our next new moon manifesting circle, where you get a little bit of a reading from Carmen about your chart, if you choose to, because you have to give some personal information. You also get energy healing. That's my part. I do the more of the getting the energy, the emotional energy moving, and we both give you some manifesting tips and tools. So June 2023, make sure you don't miss these, because you never know. So that will be in the Just Ask Spirit Marketplace. Is there any final thoughts or words or anything that we ought to be aware of?
No, just don't miss that solar eclipse. It's going to be pretty powerful.
Meaning, enjoy it, take part, go outside.
Tap into the energy of it, the Aries energy of it, because it's going to give you a lot of confidence, the sun, the solar eclipse, it's the sun, so the sun and moon conjunct is pretty powerful. It's like it's going to be it intensifies all the energy. You'll feel different. I love to hear, from people, to share how they felt after they listened to this,
And that's April 8th. April 8th is a solar eclipse, and tap into it, write down, suggested we write down our intentions on April 8th. So if you can mark your calendars, everyone, write down your intentions, tap into the energy and receive. Take it in and receive. It's there for you. That's awesome. I love it. I love this stuff. This is so cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping us and guiding us, navigating all of this. You will be back next month. We'll give that May 2024. I always want to say 2023. I'm still getting used to the 24.
Yeah, 24.
And look and visit that Just Ask Spirit Marketplace. Sign up for that. Don't miss the next new moon, because they are pretty spectacular. And we do record them, so anyone from around the world can take part. And the recordings are just as powerful as the lives. Thanks so much, Carmen.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. And remember, your emotions matter. Processing them matters more. Take care.
Thank you for listening. Join Sherrianna next time to continue this remarkable journey of discovering the amazing power of your emotions. Reach out to Sherrianna directly on sherriannaboyle.com. Share your comments and ask your Just Ask Spirit questions. Until next time, remember, your emotions matter. Processing them matters more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.